Welcome to Serotalk Tech Chat Lucky 21. This is Michael Loff, and tonight's topic is one that is obviously of interest based on the number of participants in the room tonight. We are honored to have as our special guest Lena Hinkle, who will be showing us the new advanced NLS talking book player. So we'll get to find out what the rest of us may have in our hands at some point in the not too distant future. Few things before we proceed. I want to invite you to tune in for the next podcast published on Monday the 22nd. We will be, as best we can, reviewing the newly released iPhone 3GS. One of the things I'm going to do, my son Jay will be participating, and since he's used an iPhone for a year, he will certainly offer a lot of insight to help me get up to speed on how to use the iPhone and where things are, give his interpretation of how accurately he thinks VoiceOver is doing as related to what's on the screen or how the features change when you turn on VoiceOver based on not using speech at all. And then we're also looking to do a tech chat on the iPhone as well, because we believe this is a major innovation and perhaps signaling a major change in what could be coming down the pike for AT. I'm going to introduce Lena, who will begin tonight. We have two different things we're going to cover, the first of which is the new NLS player. And then later we're going to be talking about a service called Overdrive that lets people in certain states and sometimes in their local libraries, and it's available in some but not all countries, the ability to download books in a protected WMA or Windows Media audio format. So those are the two things we'll be talking about tonight, some new methods for reading, because we all likes to read. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Lena and let her begin by explaining to us the new and exciting NLS Digital Talking Book Player. Thank you for joining us tonight, Lena.
Oh, Michael, it's my pleasure. As you know, Tech Chat is one of my favorite SAMNet experiences, and it seems like I have been waiting forever to hold one of these players in my hands. So I'm thrilled to be a part of the 8 library field testers, see if the players can withstand our everyday use. And I'm delighted to be able to share it with others, because I'm sure that most of you are wishing you had one too. Tonight, what we're going to do is I want to say just a couple things about the standard versus the advanced. Then we're going to look in depth at the advanced, because that's what I have in my hands. And I imagine that many SAMNet users will also choose the advanced. The primary difference between the two players is navigation. My measurements are not going to be real precise, but I want you to have a real clear picture. It's about 6.5 inches wide, about 8.5 inches long, about 2 inches thick, and it weighs probably close to 3 pounds. The buttons are going to remind of the tape recorder, because the rewind, fast forward have the same raised markings. So let's begin looking at the player. The cord comes out the back, and it has its own little pocket that it can be folded up and tucked into. The handle for carrying is on the front edge and right below where we will insert cartridges. The neat thing about the cartridges is that they can only go in one way, and the end that you hold on to has a hole for your finger. We can also download books and put them on thumb drives, and that's a really great thing, because sometimes I like to keep my books a lot longer than the 2 months we're allowed. It also is especially handy right now because there are 54 digital titles which have been put on cartridge, only a few copies of each one, but there are over 1,000 on the NLS website. The left edge of the machine is just solid. The right edge has two what I think are really important features. Near the front handle is the standard 1/8-inch stereo headphone jack, and right behind it is the USB port. And the wonderful thing about the USB port is it can not only accommodate thumb drives, it can give physically disabled people the option of attaching a remote control that has much larger buttons. So there's really been some good thought put into the player to make it easy for the visually impaired, the totally blind, and the physically disabled to use. The top of the player is where we're going to spend most of our time and have all the fun. And just so that you can get an idea of the sound, I have a book plugged in called, it's by Dean Kuntz, Holiday Rhymes for Happy Times. And I just want to let you hear how this player sounds before we look at the different features.
Copyright 2008. 2003 by Dean Koontz and Phil Parks, read by Barry Burnson. This book contains 127 pages. Approximate reading time, 1 hour, 5 minutes.
That information is given at the beginning of each book, and you can tell the reader's voice from the machine voice. Here's an example of the machine voice.
Information. Current position. Every day is a holiday. Amusing rhymes for happy times. By Dean Koontz.
Time elapsed. 23 seconds. Time remaining. 1 hour. 5 minutes. Total time. 1 hour. 6 minutes. Book. Title.
Every day is a holiday. Amusing rhymes for happy times.
Battery charge remaining. Greater than. 29 hours.
And that's what I wanted you to hear.
Current position. Every day is a holiday.
Was the battery time. When a battery is fully charged, it's going to say more than 29 hours. The player actually has about 24 hours of battery time. It takes 2.5 hours to charge a fully depleted battery. And the battery has been designed so that we can operate on electricity without damaging our battery. The on-off button is about 2 inches from the front of the machine on the left-hand side, and it's about the size of a quarter. Immediately to the right of it is a Braille P. Along the front edge are the rewind key, the play stop, the fast forward, and the play stop is square instead of being round. All of the keys have Braille by them, but where you find the Braille is not consistent because of space constraints. So our on-off button has the letter immediately to the right. The rewind and fast forward have the Braille right underneath them. The play stop has the Braille right above it. The buttons are different shapes and different colors. For example, the play stop button is green, the on-off is red, and the rewind and fast forward are gray. On the right side are the volume buttons, and what they look like are rounded triangles with the volume up pointing toward the back of the machine and the volume down pointing toward the front of the machine. The V is on the left in the middle. If we move to the left, we will come to one of my favorite features, which is the sleep button. It's a half moon shape, and it gives us the option of setting the player for 15, 30, 45, or 60 minutes. I love this feature because I'm always falling asleep listening to books, and with the tapes, I'd have to try to find out what was the last thing I heard, and I wore out a number of rewind buttons. You'll know when the sleep time is running out because the machine gets softer and it gives us time to reach over and give the player some more minutes. The machine has a horizontal line that goes from left to right immediately above the on-off, sleep, and volume up. And above this horizontal line are the 6 navigation keys. And we'll come back to those in just a minute because those keys are what make the advanced player different from the standard player. On the left-hand side, we have 2 more triangle buttons that are similar to the volume buttons, except their points are a little bit sharper. The T is in the middle on the right. And I have the tone set just about in the center. This was done with a slide switch on the cassette player, but on the digital player, we have 16 choices, and each press of the button will give us a beep and a change of increment. That's another feature I like really well. In the center of this part of the machine is the speaker. It's a big, round speaker. You could probably put 2 50-cent pieces side by side, and that gives you an idea of the diameter. Immediately on the right of the speaker, we have our speed buttons. And there's an S to the left of these buttons in the middle. These are the triangle buttons again, with their increased pointing toward the back, decreased pointing toward the front. But unlike the volume and the tone, these buttons are solid. So it's easy to remember which one we're touching when we're making adjustments. How I decided to get the advanced was I asked myself, how do I usually read books? Talking books, that is. Do I like to flip through the book before I read it? Do I like to read it cover to cover? Do I like to keep going back to things to copy them? And I chose the advanced player because I very seldom read a book cover to cover, even when it's in Braille. I like to skim. I like to go back. There are some books that I didn't even like to read on tape, like cookbooks, poetry books. And the reason is that it was just too hard. If I wanted to copy a recipe, I didn't have the patience to find it. With the navigation keys, I can go exactly where I want to go. Another feature that I really like about this machine is that when we use the fast forward and rewind keys, we have control over how fast and how far the machine goes. It tells us 5 seconds, 20 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. Those are the choices. By pressing the button quickly, the machine moves in 5-second increments. Now we get to the good part. The 6 buttons, which are unique to the advanced player, and all of them have to do with navigation except one. That button is on the left. It's the information button. And that's the button I pushed when you heard it give me the status of the battery, how much of the book I had read, how much was left. This is a diamond-shaped button, and let me tell you, any woman that had a diamond this size is really lucky. There's a braille dot in the middle, and the eye is on the right side, just above the right-hand corner. If we follow the horizontal line to the right, we have our back, menu, next, and bookmark buttons, and each of these have braille. And I'd like to talk a little bit about these buttons. The menu button, which is in the center, is a rectangular button with a horizontal line. And what it's going to do is going to be determined by the book we're listening to. For example, this Dean Kuntz book I have, the menu buttons let me skip by poem. So, for example, here we go.
About this digital Library of Congress contents. Holiday gifts.
Now I'm skipping by poems. If this wasn't a poetry book, I'd be skipping by chapters. The books that have been recorded since 2004 have lots of navigation features. The menu key gives us skip by our bookmarks, by our chapter, or in this case, it's by poem. Skip by phrase, and what phrase means also changes from book to book. It could mean a paragraph. It could mean a 20-second increment. It could mean an item in a list or an ingredient in a recipe. So I don't know about the rest of you, but for the first time, I might be able to listen to a cookbook and copy a recipe or two. I've always depended on Braille for that, and nothing will ever take the place of Braille. But I love options. I love choices. And this new player is offering me and everyone who gets to use it more choices. NLS is calling this the pre-launch test, and I'm hoping we don't find bugs so that the players can begin rolling out their scheduled about 26,000 a month. And I just am anxious for everybody to have one of these machines in their hands. When we set the menu key to skip by bookmark or phrase or chapter, the buttons immediately to the left and right, which look exactly like the rewind and fast forward on the cassette machine, will go back or go forward. And they will go the direction we choose by the choice we've made with our navigation button. The last button, which I also like a lot, is the bookmark button. It's a rectangle, and it has a vertical line down the center. We can set an unlimited number of bookmarks. We don't have to worry about deleting them because the machine will just use the oldest ones. And the books automatically come with a bookmark that will take us to the beginning and to the end. Okay, Michael, could we open it up for questions?
Just state your first name, and then we'll call on you in turn and take questions.
Danny.
Go ahead, Danny, with your question, sir.
They told me that not to expect one until possibly sometime next year because I think the veterans are going to get some and other people have priority.
I did speak with folks at NLS. Veterans do have priority. And call your library to say, you know, I'd like to get on the list for the digital player, and you tell them which one you want. Probably next year. Depends on how this pre-launch test goes. There are 8 libraries participating, and they gave them to the most active readers because I guess we're the most destructive. Hopefully, we're not going to find any major bugs so that production can start right away. The pre-launch test ends the middle of July. Then there's an independent researcher who will be collecting and analyzing all the reviews that we have provided.
Any other questions from anyone?
Chris?
Yes? Chris.
Can this player navigate by page number?
Now, in some books, it will be able to navigate by page. Those will be the books that have been done very recently. But for the most part, you're going to have the option of chapter, phrase, bookmark, section.
I don't know if this will be geared more towards students or not, but some assignments that students are given in a book to read are based on page numbers. That's why I was curious about that.
What this player's going to do, Chris, is take the place of the National Library Service cassette player that has been the mainstay of our talking book player choices since the early 70s. I would be remiss to say that it's geared to students because it really isn't, and all it's going to play are the NLS talking books, and I don't mean that to put it down. It's just a really great little player. And it does give us some reading features, which I really appreciate. In some instances, though, it's not going to be enough for school. It's certainly not going to be enough for what I require of some of my English students, for example.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there was another gentleman with a question.
Jess?
Go ahead, sir.
Is the guide built into the player?
Both players have the user guide on board. The standard player, you hold down the play stop button for about 3 seconds to start it. And the advanced player, you hold down the diamond button, the information button, to start it. And it's organized very well. Let me just start it here for a minute.
Advanced player user guide. Current position, 3.15, button describer mode. The player can quickly remind you of what each control button is and what the button does. Information,
and
current position, time elapsed.
By using my navigation keys, then I can skip by section. I can skip to the section for each button. Each button has its own section. Each major feature has its own section. It's very well organized. It's done in an outline form so that at the beginning of the section, and we're in section 3, because I needed to review the colors of the buttons, because I felt I should tell you that. The buttons are briefly described at the very beginning, and then each one is individually described. The chapter on cartridges gives an overview of the cartridges, then it talks about the cartridge containers, how to insert the cartridge, whether there will be, in time, blank cartridges. Every library now has, or is supposed to have, a copy of the advanced player and the standard player, and at least one cartridge with a book that's been recorded onto it. Right now, we have the option of using our thumb drives, and just off-the-shelf thumb drives work fine. Eventually, there will be blank cartridges, as there were in one of the earlier pilots, so that people will have the option of downloading a book and putting it onto the thumb drive or the cartridge. The downloads, for those of you who are used to WebRail, the talking books do take longer to download. They are in a zipped file, but even big books, like I'm reading Flyboys, and the whole process took me about 5 minutes, and that book is really thick in print. It's either 20-some or 30-some hours. It's a big book. So just to give you an idea, the reason that high-speed broadband is recommended is because with dial-up, it would just take so long to download a book. Economy broadband services, or the budget, or the lowest speed, those will work fine. It'll just take a little bit longer, but it does work, and you won't lose your book.
So two questions then. A, are there already some of the magazines available? And B, are there books that you can download via the Bard that are not or will not be available on the cartridges?
They will all be available eventually, but right now only 54 titles are available for this pre-launch test, fairly well divided between fiction and nonfiction. The NLS player only plays NLS books.
Lauren Childress.
Okay, go ahead, Lauren, with your question.
Will the NLS players ever be able to, maybe at a later date, be able to play other content?
My understanding is no. That's what we've been told here. Okay, let's talk about Overdrive. This is what I think is a really neat site. I call it the Talking Books for Everyone, because although there are only about 11 states whose talking book libraries are offering these books to patrons, many public libraries, both in the United States and in many other countries, are offering these books. So they are commercially reported. The site for adults has everything, and the site for children just has K through 12. Now, let's talk about how OverDrive works. And you'll hear it called unabridged, and you'll hear it called OverDrive. The reason is that OverDrive is the power behind it. And once a library signs on, then the users access it through unabridged.lib.overdrive.com. And whether you're signing up through your state talking book library or through your public library, the service is free. You have to get a username and password. And then when you go into the site, it works just like a library, except that in order to download the books and play them easily and transfer them easily and burn them to disk easily, you download a little piece of software called OverDrive Media Console. It's a player, totally accessible. Control T transfers the book to your MP3 player. Control B burns it to your disk. Control P plays the book or pauses it. And all the screen readers that I have tested with it work just fine. It works like a library. When you check out a book, you can have 5 at a time, unless you're using the kids' site, and then you can have 10. You get to keep it for 2 weeks, and then you can renew it if you're not finished and nobody else is on the reserve list. You can reserve books, and they'll email you when it's available. It's very much like a public library, but you don't have to leave your home. The books are commercially recorded. They're the same ones that we buy at Amazon and Audible and iTunes. Very good quality. I've only had to contact the help folks twice. It's just been a joy to use it, and they have been very responsive, and both times I contacted them, it was actually a publisher issue. It was not an OverDrive issue. So I'm hoping that a lot of people will find out if it's available in your area and sign up for it, because the more of us who use it, the more our libraries, whether they are our talking book libraries or our public libraries, and I'm using both in my area, I don't ever have enough to read. It lets them know that, hey, this service, people like it, they need it, they want it, and that determines the budgetary allotments. Because libraries do purchase the books just like they would a print copy, and then they're available for our use. How about questions?
Yeah, this is Danny.
Jess.
Go ahead, Danny.
What happens to the books after 2 weeks?
The books are DRM protected. They play on the MP3 players, not iPod. Some books are now able to play on iPod, but generally speaking, if you got a Zenstone, the Creative Movo, off-the-shelf MP3 players that blind people can use, it's your choice whether it stays in your library or whether it's deleted.
How many books are we talking about are available?
There are more fiction than nonfiction. There has been over 700 in nonfiction, and I lost track, but we're talking about a couple thousand books at this point, and they add more every month. I found them to be high quality. They're exactly what you would buy if you went to a bookstore and bought a commercially recorded book, or if you went to Amazon or Audible. In fact, some of the books are available in all of those places.
I believe there was a webpage somewhere that actually shows which states.
Search.overdrive.com.
Any ideas how we might advocate to our states?
Call your talking book libraries. Let them know that people in 11 other states are enjoying these books and are augmenting their reading pleasure with these books, and tell them you need them, you want them, you'll promise to borrow them. It's really an accessible site. I've been very pleased with the accessibility. I do have a book on my Zenstone, and I can give people a listen. Maybe that will give people an idea.
In 1954, by which time Yogi Berra had accumulated 6 World Series rings, one more than Babe Ruth had in his entire career, Jacques Barzin wrote, "Whoever wants to know the heart and mind of America..."
A lot of the new books are available. Survivors Club is there. books will be there that aren't available yet through the NLS program. There's a number of ways to search. You can search by the traditional author title keyword. There's the new to the collection, which gives you the last 100 books. Then there are special collections, which include old-time radio, classics, books that people have forgotten about, basically. Then there's a subject list, so you have nonfiction, sci-fi, religion and spirituality, biography, nature. There's not much in the tech section. I keep checking, but I've been disappointed. Health and fitness, the usual library sections that we're used to.
Is it possible to request for books to be added?
They take requests. That doesn't mean you'll get it, but yes.
Blaine, if you have any final comments this evening.
I think the NLS player is a great little player, and I'm really looking forward to it taking the place of cassettes. I'm hoping that it will hold up well. I think OverDrive is an excellent service because sometimes we're just somewhere and we need a book, and there isn't a talking book handy. There's no way to order a Braille book, and this gives us just one more listening option.
We thank you for joining us for Tech Chat 21. We do it every Thursday evening. And again, join us Monday, reviewing the new iPhone. Future Tech Chat will be addressing iPhone as well, as we believe it is going to make a major change in access technology. Cerotalk.com or Twitter.com/Cerotalk. Till we meet again next week, let's stay connected and stay directed.